So what do you think? Finn turned to me, pulling my attention from the blur of city outside my window. I had seen this look before from people in my life. He was hopeful. So much would be easier if I saw Big Ben and remembered everything. I hated to disappoint him. Some things do look familiar, but I remember odds and ends. I just don't recall events, if that makes any sense. I can tell you what building is Buckingham Palace. I just can't remember if I took the tour. It's like that. In response, Finn laughed unexpectedly. What's so funny? I asked. Nothing, you just reminded me of something. I just wanted to make sure you were okay. You're so uncharacteristically quiet. He turned back toward his window, fingering the door lock. I'm fine. Maybe just tired. So what happens next? I wasn't sure what was planned for my big reveal. I'll come for you around 3 o'clock for a late lunch with Bounce. She's a good place to start. The thought ratcheted my anxiety up a notch. Finn sensed my apprehension and said, "Everything will be fine. You just need to meet her again." Passing by expansive parks and designer boutiques, Finn announced we'd reached Mayfair, a central London district. Moments later, we pulled in front of the Barrington Hotel. Its charming facade, laced with topiary trees and men in tails and top hats, was enchanting. The concierge, Edwin, was expecting us and introduced me to Augustus, who would deliver my luggage. My suite was richly decorated and far too much room for just me. Edwin escorted me through, providing detailed instructions on every feature. The enormous bathtub was where I saw myself in the immediate future. Finn waited in the entryway until we were alone. Edwin bid us farewell as he and Finn shook hands. Typically, the concierge was not someone who would give you a guided tour of a room, so I felt some special attention was being paid to my stay. It was curious to me. You're going to have to break it to me how much this is at night. I might have to dip into my retirement plan. I hadn't been involved in any of the planning, and I knew how much a suite in a boutique hotel could run. I wasn't raised to be a completely frivolous spender, so my mind was making calculations and considering a move to a smaller room. You're our guest. Stay here and charge anything you want to the room. It's the least we can do, making you comfortable. You're going to have visitors, I'm sure. The suite makes the most sense. I gave in, too tired to argue. I could stop by the desk and settle up the charges later. He was still standing by the door, so I took it that he meant to leave. Well, I'm going to take a swim in my tub and then sleep. You said 3 o'clock? Yes, good. Call Edwin if you need anything. Also, here's my cell, but I'll see you then. We aren't going anywhere formal. He handed me a stiff white card and the name Fenton Wright engraved in blood red on the front and an international number on the back. Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Wright. I smiled at the new name and the double meaning. I was sure every woman loved calling him that. Thank you again for getting me here. For everything. He acknowledged my gratitude with a smile, bidding me a good sleep. Shortly after he left, Augustus delivered my luggage. Silence. It was nice to be alone. I was tired and felt that film on my body that lengthy travel can leave behind, even flying privately. A bath and fresh clothes were the answer. After soaking for an eternity, I wrapped myself in a cloud-like towel, hunting for pajamas. I crawled into the voluminous bed and fell almost immediately asleep, nerves and all. How scary could meeting old friends be?